Blackstone Audio presents The Year of the Hare, a novel by Arto Paasilinna, translated from the Finnish by Herbert Lomas. Forward. Which of us has not had that wonderfully seditious idea to play hooky for a while from life as we know it, to do a go-gan, even in the depths of the Arctic Circle, dropping all the stuff that seems so important, a regular job, a good salary, a solid home, and going off in search of what is really more sustaining, adventure, restoration, fun. To walk, like Thoreau, away from the community one knows too well, and to sit still in the forest, where suddenly our companions are the stars, the creatures we've never stopped to notice before, other eccentric dropouts, even the pinch of bitter cold. In an age when more and more of us are assaulted around the clock by beeping cell phones, chiming laptops, twittering handheld devices and calls from the boss, when even the division between home and office is dissolved, something in us almost cries out for time and freedom, and something zesty and close to the ground. In Zen practice, students are woken up by a sharp wooden stick cracked down on each shoulder in the meditation hall. In Arto Paasilinna's Year of the Hare, the unlikely catalyst to awakening is a hare running across a road and its violent meeting with a car. I came upon Paasilinna's novel, which was first published in 1975 and has been translated into everything from Hungarian to Japanese, much too recently. It is part of an oeuvre that has been delighting Finns for decades, and I could instantly see how an antic, amiable, harebrained kind of logic governed the Mad Hatter satire. The prose is